Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Rebecca Roll, you are the founder of Lyme Western New York, a support group raising awareness of Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses, yes?
Yes, correct.
Rebecca, it seems like every year we talk about an increase in ticks in New York State, this year being no exception, as I read that emergency room tick bite reporting in the Northeast hit 69 visits for tick bites per 100,000 ER visits overall just this March. That's up from about 43 tick bites per 100,000 visits during the prior 7 years. Is this tick season expanding this year? Are you hearing that we are in for a rather severe season?
I feel like this question gets asked to me every single year, and it seems like this is the same, you know, kind of data that gets thrown out every single year, and I think it's correct. I think what's happening is every year there is an increase. I think our weathers are more mild, and there's just not as much of a die-off, I think, during the winter, and these ticks are thriving. So, and in there's a lot of environmental factors that, you know, go into play with that as well. So, yeah, I 100% agree with that data.
Is ticks becoming a greater problem or a greater concern here locally in Western New York? And does this these ticks emerging, I think you addressed this, but early typically have something to do with the mild winters? I know we had somewhat of a warmer winter and historic warmer days earlier this year. How much does that factor in?
With the increase of ticks being...
Yes, like a warmer winter.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think, yeah, we already have had a lot of people contact us with tick bites or all through winter. You know, typically we don't hear about it as much. We do get, you know, a sporadic amount during the winter months, but we've had a pretty consistent, you know, kind of people contacting us saying that they have tick bites or tick attachments more so than ever.
And typically the season, I think, starts around maybe March or April and then doesn't really die off maybe until around September. But that typically, I feel like now it's like February and March is when we should be kind of aware.
I think 12 months a year you should be aware, okay, to be quite honest. It's a year-round problem, and actually fall is a really high population of ticks that people typically don't think about. We actually probably get the most... tick bites in the fall, as a matter of fact, like September, October, November months. So really, it's a 12-month problem. I think there just happens to be more of a heightened interest around it once the spring months hit. But it's really a year-round issue.
And usually, you know, when we say, you know, when you're going out for a hike in these tall grassy mm-hmm. areas, that's when it's most, you know, you have to be on alert. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. That's exactly 100% true. It is an everywhere problem. It is I always say it's a backyard problem. It's a sports complex problem. It's a golfing problem. It's an urban problem. It's a suburban problem. They are everywhere. I think people kind of associate tick bites with deer in their backyard or, like you said, hiking, and that's just not the case. Ticks are being carried by rodents, by birds, by squirrels, you know, by your pets. They don't know borders. There is no stopping them right now, and it is a huge influx.
What do Western New Yorkers need to know about Lyme disease and other tick-related illnesses?
I love that you added tick-related illnesses, too. I think that's a super important point. It's not just Lyme disease. Ticks carry multiple bacteria, and I think a lot of times people are only thinking about that, like if they get the bullseye rash, which you don't necessarily get if you get Lyme disease. I don't know anybody who just has Lyme disease. If I've met thousands of people over the years, which I have, as a matter of fact, who who have Lyme disease in Western New York and Erie County and surrounding areas. Not one of them has just Lyme. The other illnesses include Babesia, Bartonella, Mycoplasma, Anaplasmosis. I mean, they're all kind of like scientific words, but some of those can be more devastating, Bartonella, than Lyme itself. So what can it do? It devastates you. It devastates you. It's if you treat it right away and you are lucky enough to get, you know, a medical doctor on your side who feels that they can treat it properly with long-term treatment, you can be okay. But the problem is we're still fighting that battle. We're still fighting the recognition around Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. It can take your life away. Literally, we've lost many patients in our organization who've lost their lives from this illness. We also see the devastation on people financially. Insurance does not cover it. Long-term treatment, and that's typically when they come to us.
Yeah, so there's a lot of long-term effects too. You know, you can treat mm-hmm. stuff with antibiotics right away, but yep. There will still be, you know, pain that lingers.
Yeah, and not just pain, just complete, like I said, complete devastation. My husband was diagnosed almost 11 years ago, and it was about 4.5 years of intense treatment where I literally was convinced that he was not going to make it. And by the, you know, grace of God, I don't know, we were lucky enough to find a doctor in Pennsylvania who treated him for long term. He still has lingering effects. He has flare-ups, and most people do. I mean, this is not something that just goes away overnight. This is something that can sometimes last your lifetime.
How can you identify infection, and what are the best and easiest ways to prevent yourself from Lyme disease and ticks?
Sure. I think prevention is really key. We always say secondary prevention is not working. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we constantly are preaching, use bug sprays, use Picaridin, use Permethrin, do your tick checks, be vigilant. And most people kind of like, oh, here's the crazy Lyme lady preaching again, you know, to do my preventions. Then they get bit. Then we hear from them. Then they want to know what they're supposed to do to stop it from happening again. So the initial preventions are use your bug sprays, tick check every day. That's kind of our motto. We actually have that like on our shirts and everything. Tick check every single day. Be extremely thorough with your family, especially your children, your pets. Check all areas every single day. If you're outdoors, we just had a pediatric patient, literally, maybe it was outdoor minutes. It could have been brought in by the family pet who had a tick embedded, and actually the tick was positive for Lyme disease. So
how can you identify infection? What does a tick bite?
So not necessarily, that's again where it kind of becomes like, I guess, a controversial kind of type question. Is that, again, like I stated, if I've met thousands of people, let's say I met 1,000 people in the past year who had Lyme disease, I can honestly tell you that 995 people don't recall being bit by a tick. So what happens is you don't necessarily know that there's a tick attached, or it attaches to an area that you're not sure of. If you do happen to see the tick, we always say save it, don't flush it, send it down, set it out to get tested. There's multiple resources on our website, LymeWNY.com, of places you can get this tick tested. So if you see it, you know, make sure you remove it properly. There's ways that, you know, CDC recommends doing this, and we also have on our website as well. Save it. Do not toss it. Don't let your doctor toss it. Don't let anybody toss it. Get it tested. If you get the bullseye rash, you know, just be your own advocate and really push the medication and really kind of do your research of what you think is the proper protocol. And if you need extra help, you can come to a meeting and we'll help you.
You addressed my next question. So I think I'll just, you know, anything other important information you wanted to add?
I think just really just be your own advocate and do your research. I mean, everybody, like I said, it's kind of something where people don't really concern themselves about it and don't think that it's really a big deal. And we don't do this because we feel like it. You know, we work full time, we have families, and this is truly something we're passionate about because we saw what it did to our lives, and we needed the support of others to help us get through it because it was so misunderstood. So just educate yourself, take it seriously. We don't want to meet you. If we have to, that's okay. That's what we're there for. But just really just educate yourself and realize the complexity and how much Lyme disease can affect your life.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.